This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The thriller Runner Runner hits theaters today. Justin Timberlake gets caught up in a nefarious online poker operation run by Ben Affleck. Because the movie delves into the darker sides of gambling, you might be surprised to learn that the American Gaming Association has become something of a fan of the movie. Marketplace's Dan Weissman explains.
In the movie, Affleck shares the following nugget with Timberlake just before shoving him into a tank of hungry crocodiles.
You know how at the casino when they give you chips, they say, good luck, sir?
They don't tell you.
That sir means dummy. Good luck means...
The Gaming Association has launched a campaign around the movie to jumpstart something it's been pushing for years, federal regulations for online poker. The association's director, Jeff Freeman, says even though online gambling is illegal in the U.S., it's already a $3 billion industry.
It's here. The question is, are we going to regulate it and create the right framework for this, or are we going to allow the black market to thrive?
But Freeman's true opponents aren't really handsome, crocodile-owning thugs, says Richard McGowan. He's a professor at Boston College's Carroll School of Management. They're actually, wait for it, state governments.
If I'm a state governor or a state treasurer, I am not amused at the thought of federal regulation here.
That's because the feds would then collect the taxes and fees, and the states would face more competition for their own gambling franchise, the lottery. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.